ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
Hello and welcome back, listeners. This is your host, Jasmeet Kaur, and I'm back with another interview with another special guest. On the 3rd of December is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which is held as a step towards creating an inclusive and diverse community within Australia. The best way to know how we can help contribute to an inclusive community is by understanding the challenges, barriers, and differences for people with unique needs and disabilities. The 2023 APM Disability and Inclusivity Index outlines the barriers people living with disabilities face when entering and maintaining employment within Australia. The index records 2.1 million people living with disability within Australia, from which 1.3 million are underemployed as of October 2021. Only 68% of people living with disabilities agree that workplaces within Australia are fully accessible for people with disabilities as per this index. So to find out more about individual experiences, what better way to understand these challenges than to ask someone who has lived experience? Today I have with me over the phone Karan Nagrani, who is a disability advocate and shares insightful content on social media where he raises awareness of his experiences living with blindness and partial hearing loss. Welcome to SBS Punjabi, Karan.
Thank you so much for having me and covering such an important topic.
So, Karan, my first question to you is, how accessible do you think entering and maintaining employment is for people living with disabilities in Australia?
Sure. Look, when you say people with disabilities, that's quite a broad spectrum and quite a broad space, because I think disability is quite subjective. So for a lot of people, they may just need ramp access. For some people, they may need, you know, like a special sound equipment or something like that. But I can speak for blind people, and I can just say that it's really, really hard to find an organization that caters to blind people, let alone wants to employ a blind person. I have worked in the corporate sector for 15, 16 years with my marketing background. I did that for a long time. And when I did that, I did know with my degenerative condition, my eyes are a ticking time bomb and my sight's going to get worse and worse and worse. But for most of my career, I chose not to disclose my disability. I would almost risk, you know, my health and my well-being by going to work and not using a cane. This is when I could barely manage or, you know, get away with not using a cane. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes to blindness, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. You know, when it comes to a diversity hire, which, let's be honest, a lot of organizations look at people with disabilities as a diversity hire and they just want to take that box. It's often easy to, you know, get someone where there's not much work that they need to put in, or not many changes that their staff need to make. Mm-hmm. And this is not implying that staff and companies need to make a lot of changes when people with disabilities come on board. But as a blind person, there's this fear that if this person falls or trips or they walk into a drawer or they burn their hand in the kitchen, mm-hmm. that the company is going to be held, you know, responsible. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions people have is that companies have to pay for staff training, equipment. You know, that's not true at all. With Job Access and the NDIS, they are on, you know, such an amazing mission to increase employment for people with disabilities. So mm-hmm. I guess the short answer is it is really hard. In this economy, finding a job for a fully able person is, you know, hard enough. And I've heard from people, you know, that there's incidents of racism mm-hmm. and, you know, discrimination and sexism. So now you imagine, you know, finding a job is hard enough. Now you imagine having a disability.
Yeah, so accessibility isn't an umbrella term and it doesn't look the same for everyone.
It's not a one-size-fits-all. Accessibility is not, you know, I'll just get a ramp and that should be okay for everyone, because it's not.
Thank you so much for sharing. What do you feel, coming from your experience, that are the biggest challenges preventing easy or equitable access to employment?
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing that I experienced in my career was when I went for an interview, I wasn't sure whether to be honest about my disability or to hide it. Right. Because I'll be honest with you, there were jobs that I went for where I was actually almost overqualified. And at the end, they'll ask you, do you have any disabilities? Or do you, any health condition that you'd like to disclose? And when I would tell them, in front of me, they were all like, oh, that's okay. We're a very inclusive workspace. But then sure enough, within 2 hours, I get an email saying, sorry, we picked someone more suitable or someone more with more experience. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is you need to have that confidence that you can be honest when you go to an interview, which I don't think a lot of people with disabilities have. Like if people had that, there's so much stigma even around mental health, someone who's got bipolar disorder, maybe on medication, will not want to disclose that they've got that condition because of the stigma around it. So imagine having a physical disability that is not obvious to other people and you don't want to tell them because you think by telling them you have a disability, your chance of getting that job will disappear.
Thank you so much for sharing. Are there any other challenges aside from disclosing your disability, you feel?
There's a lot of ableism in a lot of workplaces. I work for Guide Dogs Australia in Melbourne, so Guide Dogs Victoria, and I have never in my life felt more celebrated as a person with a disability. I mean, other than the obvious fact that as a blind person, I'm working for a blind organization, what the level of accessibility, the way they've modified the workspace for a blind person is just mind-blowing. I worked for not-for-profits before where they have, accepted me as someone with a disability, but I've never felt so embraced before. And what I want to say is that I really wish other organizations would even just come and look at the campus, because the attention to detail to make the workspace more accessible for people with disabilities is mind-blowing. I feel so hopeful. If you asked me the same question maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where I felt like no one's going to hire me because I'm blind, to work for an organization where people with disabilities are celebrated, it makes me hopeful that the future generations have a much better chance than I had, or much better chance than people before me.
That is lovely to hear. I'm so happy to hear that you have a comfortable experience at your workplace. Can you share some examples that give you this experience?
Absolutely. So at my workspace at Guide Dogs Victoria, we have things like when the floors are all the same color, whether it's all black or all white, as a blind person, you can't really tell if there's a step coming up or if there's a door coming up. But on campus at the Guide Dogs campus in Kew, every door has this giant black strip that goes across it. So what that does for someone like me, from a distance, I can see a black strip and I know that's a door. So I immediately slow down, because the number of times I've walked into someone or someone's walked into me and that scared me, I dropped my cane, it's been chaotic. That's one example. They've got tactile marking in the kitchen. The lighting is consistent. Normally you go to a workspace and you've got like one room that's darker, one room that's bright. So your eyes are just constantly adjusting or readjusting. I think one of the biggest things are the staff, because you can have the most amazing office, but when your team members don't know how to respond to a blind person. So for example, when you're a blind person, you walk into a room, you're not able to recognize faces. So someone's coming up to you and saying, hi, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. You're just like, who am I talking to? At Guide Dogs, everyone will say, hi, Karen, I'm Nikki, or hi, Karen, I'm Susanna, or hi, Karen, it's Tim. These are just little examples.
Thank you so much for sharing. It's lovely to hear that your workplace is accessible and your workmates accommodate for your needs. What changes do you feel that other businesses can do? You have shared some from your workplace, but what are some things other organizations can do to be more accessible for job seekers living with disabilities?
I would have to say two things. Number one, please stop looking at people with disabilities as a diversity hire, because we have so much to offer. The disability is a spectrum. Everyone's got their own disability in the disability space. But what you bring to the table as a person with a certain disability, no other person who's able can bring. So that makes this person really unique. So, for example, as a blind person working in a blind organization like Guide Dogs, I bring my lived experience, which someone who's sighted may be very qualified on paper, but they can't bring that to the table, which myself or my other blind colleagues can. So that's number one. Please look at people with disabilities as more than just a diversity hire. Mm-hmm. Number two, don't live in fear. Don't have this fear that if you're going to get someone with a disability, it's going to cost you lots of money. Someone else is going to have to do extra work, you know, because a lot of managers think, oh, if I'm managing someone with a disability or they can only do like 20% of their job, that means I could have to do 180%. Mm-hmm. So that is also a false misconception.
Thank you so much for sharing, Karan. Before we wrap it up today, would you like to share any message to the broader community in light of the upcoming International Day of People with Disability?
Absolutely. I just want to say that you don't need a day. You don't need one international day to make people with disabilities feel included. I mean, it's fantastic that we have that day and that we're celebrating it, but my request is look at every day as a day for inclusion.
Thank you so much for sharing, Karan. This was very insightful and very helpful. I feel like employers are looking for ways to improve themselves, and these are great changes, and I really hope we can see this being implemented across organisations in Australia. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।